Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to another exciting podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Today, we have Super Nash. Hello, Super Nash.
Super Nash in the house.
Great to see you here. It's this new setup with Zoom that we got going where you're able to podcast and we can put it up on YouTube. It's just been fantastic. I think this is
absolutely
an answer to getting you on the podcast a hell of a lot fucking more.
Hell yeah.
it's great to have you.
And a lot easier than what it was when we were just sitting in my living room trying to just connect up the podcast audio.
Yeah. When we were doing that where we tried to, we just kind of threw in the towel and found something different. I've got tonight, for all the YouTube people, I'm using my brand new high def ring light camera. So hopefully my quality has gone. I still probably got things to work out. I probably am a little bit blue, which I'll probably try and correct when we load this, and that'll just make Super Nash even more red.
I know.
So tonight, Tiny has his glasses, and we are excited because there are three sponsors. We are fully sponsored, and it's wonderful. The people that have sponsored us, we want to thank them. But the first one, you heard the ad by Alan Bishop, the master distiller at the Spirit of French Lick, who is a phenomenal Facebook and Instagram kind of guy with the promotions that he's been doing. I believe you should check out Alan Bishop. Go to his Facebook page and check it out because he has a video of a dedication song to Britney Spears and the problems she's been having with her sisters. And it's absolutely fucking hilarious. Well worth the watch. But the Spirit of French Lick is in the largest pot still distillery in the state of Indiana. Pot still distillation is a small batch process focused on the concentration and retention of flavor and aroma. It is reflective of the grain, fruit, and other locally sourced ingredients. The distillery focuses on four pillars of distilling: bourbon, brandy, botanical spirits, and American history. Shout out to Alan Bishop when it comes to that. Now, I can't believe I did this, but I put it on full screen and I don't know. All right, here we go. We're out of full screen. it was great to see it that way.
Are you already having technical difficulties there, Tiny?
No technical. I got out real quick. You saw that. I reached over. I did it. I kept a little tilt of my head, you know, kind of thing.
That was smooth as can be.
So before we get to, we will do the other sponsorship a little bit later, but we here at the Scotchy Bourbon Boys are, check us out at www.scotchybourbonboys.com. All the bios, all the stuff you want to know on Super Nash is there. My bourbon hunter extraordinaire. We got Young Nose and we got also... We have Xavier, all the stuff that you want to know. And these are all people that podcast from, you know, that have been podcasting. And we're really close to getting Young Nose back. I think this Saturday we are going to be doing a podcast that should upload Saturday or Sunday. And I'm excited about getting Young Nose back into the mix.
Absolutely. You know, he's been real busy down there in Charleston, getting moved in and started in his new job and stuff like that.
Well, he tried to jump in, right? And he,
yeah.
I even used your Supernash powers, but it just didn't happen.
Yeah, he was trying to, but like I said, I know he's got a lot of stuff going on. But
just a real quick,
he'll definitely be back in shortly, and we can't wait for him to be back and have a little bourbon and whiskey and scotch, because you know. Young Nose likes the scotch, and we can't wait to get him in here and taste some. Cheers, Young Nose.
Cheers, Young Nose. And this Maker's Mark Chocolate Almond Private Select is the first sip. There was none, but that, when I was sipping on it, that's what I was trying to say to you before, that there was chocolate.
Awesome. And you know I'm sipping on a little bit of Shinks tonight.
Yeah, explain to people. I mean, honestly, I don't think most people know what Shinks is. I mean, I didn't know until you told me. And it's not a readily available sour mash, and it's not, and neither is the, it's the Bomb Burger.
Yeah.
That is not a readily available bourbon, but that comes out of Michter's, right? Do you pick that up at the distillery?
No, actually. It's a distillery release, but it's only comes out, started coming out, I believe, in about 2017, if I'm not mistaken. Don't hold me to that, but it's their special release commemorating Shinks and Bombergers, which were both, I believe, German distillers. And they had recipes for sour mash whiskey and bourbon. And each one of those Bombergers is the bourbon expression, and Shinks is the sour mash whiskey expression.
That's some cool stuff. And hopefully, I know I'm going to get some samples up here, and we can podcast on the Shinks. We've done it on the Bombergers. Yeah. So you're just making... Stop making my mouth fucking water. It's like anytime. What is it with you?
And just look at that terrible photo. This stuff is just amazing.
Yeah, fuck you. You're sipping on that. I'm sipping on Maker's. Okay. Here we go. Wait.
Yeah, that Maker's is pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But so I'll do the same thing. Look at that Maker.
See, I can't get those expressions down here.
Yeah,
unless, like I say, I come up there to get them.
Yeah, or I bring them down to you. Yeah. But the other aspect, well, I did get the Michter's. I got you that Michter's. It's sitting right there. That Michter's barrel proof rye.
That wasn't rye.
Yeah, that's coming to you.
Wow.
You know how much I like you. But you also know it's a fucking rye, and you know I ain't going to drink it behind your back. You get it.
You would that one.
What you've given me, I don't think it comes close to. You gave me the toasted barrel strength rye and the toasted barrel strength sour mash, correct? Those are the two. Yeah, those are some. Yeah. That's some fantastic fucking bourbon. That's for sure. And so, anything I could do to help repay you for all the generosity that you've shown the Scotchy Bourbon Boys and me, in particular. I mean, without you, how many podcasts don't exist? It's just like this. This is the guy, folks, that gets us stuff that we would. I mean, we went down last year. At the time of Kentucky Bourbon Festival, we didn't cancel. It got canceled, but we didn't cancel our plans as far as going down to Kentucky. We did a lot of distillery stuff. But one of the things that he brought that night for us was we popped an Old Van Winkle 10-year, right?
Yeah.
And that's the first time I ever had any expression of Van Winkle, and which was fantastic. But then we get together again this past was it March? When did we do the old Taylor?
April. It was April.
Yeah, and you pop open a bottle of my God, the old Taylor. And the first night, we didn't realize, you know, drinking old bourbon, you have to kind of keep your shit like together. But yeah, and so the first night, I'm like, holy shit, this tastes. It tastes like an old woman's clothing stored in an attic from the 1950s. And is this gonna kill us? So we kind of backed off. We all had a pour, but we all were thinking, we're all telling each other around the fire, holy shit, this is fucking awesome. This is so great. We're drinking Old Taylor. This is something you don't get to do. And we're all thinking under our breath, it's like, are we going to die? But the next day, after it had been open and it sat, it was delicious. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in September and just getting at that bottle again, because I think that's going to be.
I'll definitely be bringing it. There's about 2/3 of that bottle left, and it's coming up too. Yeah, with a lot of other special bottles.
Yeah, what more do you freaking want? I'm going to turn you up.
Speaking of special bottles.
There we go.
Is there anything you want to mention about maybe something close to me?
Well, first, let's get to the rest of the promotion of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Before I don't want to blow my wad right off the bat.
Yeah, you see, I was kind of getting a little antsy there.
Yeah, yeah.
I was ready to blow it.
Yes, you were. So once you go to that www.scotchybourbonboys.com, and you checked out everything about us. It's cool. I love my website. But when you, and through the Scotchy Bourbon Boys and everything, and getting all the different pictures and everything, that's on the website. It just shows, I feel, when I was designing it, the heart of what the Scotchy Bourbon Boys are. And then in the top right-hand corner is the Patreon button. Please. We here at the Scotchy Bourbon Boys need all the support that you get. If you like what you hear, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you're listening on Spotify, if you're listening on iHeartRadio, please subscribe to the podcast and then leave us some good feedback. That means everything to us. It keeps us going. Same thing on YouTube. We are on YouTube. Please subscribe to us on YouTube. Leave us some good feedback. Let's get it going. We've started to pick up some steam on YouTube, and we're working on that right now. That's what this podcast is pretty much going to be about. But also, then we have the Facebook group. We have gone through the 500 so fast. I believe tonight we are at about, I think it's 571. Let's see. I'm going up there, 573. So we got to, awesome. Yeah, and it took us, what would it say, a year and a half to get that 500. We gave off the Elijah Craig 500th member bottle. You sent that out and she got it, right? Did you ever verify?
Actually, I don't think I ever heard anything back from her.
Well, I will effort that this week to make sure she got the bottle, but I'm pretty sure she did, because UPS didn't say she didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty sure it was delivered. So,
but we are on Facebook.
I hope she got it, and I hope she liked it.
I hope so too. I will, like I said, the next podcast I'll hit up, I'll make sure. I don't remember her name right off the bat, but I'm so happy that, do you remember where we sent it out? What state was it? New Jersey? Yeah, it was New Jersey, wasn't it?
New Jersey, yeah.
Yeah, so that was awesome. And then as far as join the Facebook group, like the Facebook page, and at 573, we were able to get 10 new members. And it's just to go from 500 to 573, it's been at a fast, fast pace.
And it
our new members are Y Ding, Luke Courtney, Christian Diaz, Jason Todd, April Weller Contrell, Zeke Baker, Harris Rosenthal, Ricky James, Greg McDonald, and Nick Ellingsworth. Welcome to the group, all of you. We sent out the text tonight, and what would you say? The group is really starting to come together. The podcast is really picking up some steam. I really think when we go to Kentucky Bourbon Festival, it's going to what between the group being all together, being able to put this together, being able to put everything up, everything that we put into it, I really think that's where it comes together. And I'm looking forward to Kentucky Bourbon Festival, and hopefully I'm going to try and get it so that we can live stream and podcast at the same time, you know, every single day that we're at the festival. And it's just that week is just going to be a fantastic week, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Nothing but tours, bourbon, and podcasting. And a lot of fans and people.
Yeah, for sure. And it's Leland Wright. I'd like to do a shout out. He went down to Kentucky. I was able to get him a couple of t-shirts before he left, and he was at Justin's House of Bourbon wearing the Scotchy Bourbon Boy t-shirt. And Justin, one of the Justins, I'm not sure which one, he was telling me, said they knew us.
All right.
And that's from I did the barrel pick with Freddie No, and then we did the barrel pick Luca Mariano. So got to meet the Justins, and that's wonderful. That's another thing that I want to do when I go down there. I've never been to Justin's House of Bourbon, and I think that's where we're headed after on that Monday after that Monday when we go to Moonshine University. I'm so fucking looking forward to that. We're going to be there with the people from we're taking the class with
we
the people
should be right down the street from there.
This is House of Bourbon. Yes. So we're going to be on after 5 o'clock. We're going to be on our own, me and you, because we got Xavier and Mrs. Xavier doing horseback riding. And my wife, Roxy, she's going to be enjoying the evening or the day by herself. She's got it set just to sit there and relax. She's going to make a fire, sit by the fire. And I'm just going, that's really romantic. But you know what the temperature is in freaking Kentucky on September? It sure as hell isn't in the daytime time to start a fire. It's more like get the cooler out in the fan and have ice blowing.
You better rattlesnake the firewood before you let her make a fire out there.
Yeah,
well, the rattlesnakes will be all over that.
We've been there in September. We're okay. We'll. I think they de-rattlesnake it before we get there. But I don't. You know, she wouldn't give a crap. You're talking Roxy, man. She sees a rattlesnake and she thinks it's fucking cool, and she'll basically grab it, get it. And then start devenomizing it. That's what my wife would do with a rattlesnake.
She'll be milking it on the side of her bourbon.
Yeah, right on and then she'll be drinking the venom with it. And I'll be wondering that night, what the fuck?
Rattlesnake shots.
Well, that's perfect. You just did it because Rattle and Snap is Log Still Distillery's new bourbon. So, or not bourbon. They're new. Definitely. I believe it's a Tennessee whiskey. So let's do our next sponsorship. I just have to move this. Oh my gosh. Let's click.
Would that be from Log Still Distillery?
Yes. Log Still Distillery. The log still, oh my God, now I've lost you. Where did you go? Oh, there you are.
Here I am.
Yeah, there you are. The log still distiller. It's like not enough food for Tiny. It's like when I'm not eating that much food, the whiskey hits me a lot quicker, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
The Log Still Distillery traces its roots back to Joseph Washington Dance, hollowing out of a popular log to distill his first batch of Kentucky bourbon in 1836. And now a new generation of distillers is continuing its footsteps with Joseph Washington's great-great-great-grandson, Wally Dant. Along with cousins Lynn Dant and Charles Dant as co-distillers, the campus is opening in phases throughout 2021. It opened May 18th, and it just opened its amphitheater a couple weeks back. The campus is located in Gethsemane, Kentucky, in southern Nelson County, and will be employing 126 people once fully operational. So we got a chance to go down and see Wally, Lynn, and Charlie. That was a freaking phenomenal time. There's no doubt. Got the
absolutely awesome podcast.
Yeah, it was a blast. And then Wally committed to being one of our sponsors, and we're so glad to have the Logstill Distillery as one of our sponsors.
Yes, we are.
They are.
I can't wait to get down there in September. We are going by there, I'm sure.
Yes, I got the date. I got the time. It's 2 o'clock after the Cooperage. We're going to be stopping by at the Cooperage, doing a tour awesome. In the morning, and then heading over to the Logstill Distillery.
Great. Can't wait to see Wally, Lynn, and Charles again.
Yeah. And then Monk's Road, their 5th District Series bourbon. The first release in our 5th District series pays homage to Cold Spring Distillery, a historic distillery in southern northern Nelson County, Kentucky, that was located just a stone's throw from the site of our new distillery today. This 6-year-old single-barreled bourbon masterfully blends notes of corn, rye, and malted barley for a product that revives the spirit of yesteryear. So that's Monk's Road. I can't wait. I think when I go in August, the couple 2 weeks from now, when I go down on August 27th, 28th, and 29th to pick up that Jason Sparkman barrel, what would you call it? there it goes. It's a cabinet. Yes, his barrel cabinet for my bourbon that he made. That's spectacular. I will be stopping off at Monk's Road at least to pick up some Logstill Distillery, at least to pick up some Monk's Road, which I'm looking forward to crazy.
Don't.
No, don't.
Yeah, wait until the festival.
No. I'll just
You're fixing to torment me and torture me I've been doing years.
Hey, fucker. You can come meet me that weekend. You can. That weekend. I just booked the Airbnb. And it holds 4 people, and I'm just going to be one lonely soul in there. Maybe Roxy will make it, but I doubt it. So there's room for you that weekend.
I might be riding the Harley up.
We could be really, really, we could do some gay stuff, and you could drive me around.
Oh, no. Homie, don't play. I'm not taking you for a ride on the Harley.
Come on, big guy.
Not on the cruiser.
Yeah, I'm a little bit bigger than Sherry. But I can guarantee you, if you did, I'd probably hold on tighter.
Oh, I'd make sure you did.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Holy shit. It's like, what's in your pants?
Put the front tire down so you can steer.
Oh, my God. This is so much fun already tonight. So, going forward, we got Super Nash shares. Plus, we are going to taste tonight. We both have bottles of Bradshaw bourbon. So, we are excited. What I would like to do now that we still have one more spot left, but we'll do that right before the tasting of Bradshaw bourbon. But let's get to Super Nash shares. I mean, this is a contest based off of that somehow, somewhere, you have to get rid of some of that bourbon because you hunt so well that it's now overflowing. You've got your display shelf, right? Is it now? I'll ask you this question. Yes, you got your display shelves. You got them in your in the living room where the TV is, and then you've got them. You got another set somewhere else, right?
No, I got like 3 sets that are in the in my living room of display sales. And then now I'm in a little office bedroom, and I've got two closets. One you can see behind me right there. And now those shelves are stocked full. And then directly across from it is another closet the same size, and I've got the shelves stocked full in there.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I've been hunting a little bit.
But
a whole lot.
Okay. Much. Okay, this is just because I know you. What about the shelf that where you keep your kitchen pots and pans?
Oh, my God. I forgot about that one. That's the one that Sherry...
Yeah, but that's... Did you forget about it and not fill it? Or is it filled and you forgot about it?
No, it's left stock full. Yeah.
So what about the shelf? What about the foot of your bed? That is that full too? Yeah, I know that you have the shelf by your...
Oh, no, we got rid of the trunk and moved all the trunk to one whole closet.
Okay, so now it's just, instead of a trunk, it's all a full closet.
Yeah, it's all in the closet.
Well, you might as well just pull the trunk back out and keep filling that.
I got rid of the trunk because, see, I've been redoing my bedroom and just now getting the rest of the floor down, almost done with it, finally after about a year.
Yeah, I can tell you're redoing the bedroom because right behind you is actually something on the wall.
I put that up just for tonight. That's an antique sign, an old Rippy sign that I found at a swap meet last Thanksgiving down in Florida.
Is that, was that a partner swapping meet?
A hot rod parts swap.
Okay, yes, you just didn't really actually get into what it was.
But we were walking along and I saw that. It says, "Welcome to my bar," and it's got a bourbon barrel. And then on that bourbon barrel is Old Rippy bourbon. So it's an Old Rippy bourbon sign.
I got to get
an antique.
So my granddaughter calls me Oba, okay? Or all my grandkids call me Oba. But my granddaughter lately has been calling me Obi. So I got to somehow get somebody to do an Obi bourbon instead of an old Obi, which would stand for old bastard ignorant. Or ignoramus. That's it.
I got an Obama.
Yeah, Obama. just as long as it's not Obama.
Are we pouring Bradshaw yet?
No, we're not pouring Bradshaw. We're going to talk, but you got to keep your senses here, and you got to talk about the Supernash shares. It's like, okay, so I'll keep going. You have so much fucking bourbon that you have to actually share it with people. When this first started out, it was just going to be like two or three bottles. He's like, here, I'll send them up with you. You do it. We'll do two bottles. And now what is it? It's seven, and you're thinking.
It's seven bottles right now. It's definitely seven bottles, and it started out. Yeah, it was two bottles when we were up there in Kentucky, and we started talking about this way back in April. And I actually gave you the two bottles that you'll be shipping out to the two winners. If you want to show them, you're not. That's not one of them.
Quit no.
Make people jealous.
It tastes like chocolate and almonds now.
I bought a Lee W. Sinclair 4-grain bourbon because the one that I've been actually showing that I've been here, I didn't buy two of them, but I sent it with Jeff, and I guess he'll show it to you there. But this is the one that's going to be given away to the winner, is the Lee W. Sinclair 4-grain bourbon.
Yeah, we had to.
Jeff has in his possession.
Which I will be shipping to you once you win, because I have to take some of this shipping costs. I can't let Supernash do them all.
Another one that I sent up there with him is just like this one. It's an Elijah Craig Barrel Proof Batch A121.
Fuck yeah.
That's the second bottle.
Hey, Supernash.
It started out to be with the first two bottles.
Can I sign up for this?
All you got to do is subscribe.
Yeah, whatever I'm subscribed to.
To our YouTube channel. But then you got to go to either Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and somewhere comment hashtag SBB subscribed.
On one of our...
So if you do that, I'll put your name in the randomizer.
Or if you post SBB subscribed, if you post it, that'll go through and we'll be able to find it. But if you put pound SB or hashtag SBB subscribed on one of the videos that, like, for instance, this YouTube video or this YouTube post, that's all you got to do. As long as it's associated to the SBB, you know, subscribed, you know, the one of the podcasts or the videos. You did do a video explaining this, which was quite good.
I did a YouTube video explaining. I think you got it up now. But I also, the real easiest place, once you subscribe, we did post on our Scotchy Bourbon Boys page with a picture of the bottles and everything and all the contest rules. You can go right there and just comment right there, hashtag SBB subscribe, and you're in.
But right.
You've got to subscribe to the YouTube page first.
Or if you're already subscribed, then just make sure you do the pound SBB subscribe. This is a contest for anybody who is actually subscribed to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys on YouTube. Yes, we're looking for new subscribers, but we're not going to penalize. We're not, you've subscribed in the past. You're just included in this. If you,
how many was it when we started this? 79?
75, and we're up to 84. We've had 9 subscribers, but then there's been a bunch of people who have already been subscribed. So we've had some people, but this is kind of the kickoff of this podcast that,
The first 75 subscribers. Definitely, if you guys want in and you want a chance at any one of these 7 bottles that we're giving away, just comment or post hashtag SBB subscribe.
Yeah, but just remember, you need to go through the rest of the bottles. You've only done 2 of the 7, and those are fantastic bottles.
That was the first 2. All right, the third bottle I decided to give away is a New Riff single-barrel bourbon.
Yes, up and coming distillery. They do some nice stuff.
Very good bourbon. I like it.
Except when we were at Wilderness Trail.
To each his own. And the next is a Willett small batch 4-year rye whiskey. Picked up at the distillery back, I believe, when we were up there in April. And the next is what we are tasting tonight is this Bradshaw bourbon straight whiskey. And another one that we're giving away here is a Weller Special Reserve bourbon. And a lot of places can't get that Weller Special.
Nope.
Reserve. That's why I decided to throw one of those in there. And then also something that I really like, and I get a lot of them in Georgia, and that's Buffalo Trace Store Picks. This one actually happens to be from Highway 5 Beverages on the other side of Atlanta, Georgia. But as you know, Buffalo Trace is like blended, you know, several thousand barrels just to keep consistent. But when you get these store picks, then we're talking single barrel bourbon.
Yes, we are. It's a single barrel Buffalo Trace. And just from my experience, it basically wrecks regular Buffalo Trace almost forever because those caramel notes in those single barrels are freaking out of this world.
Yeah, and I've already opened up a bottle and had a bottle of this earlier in the year, and it is phenomenal. This barrel pick is just full of caramel, vanilla. It's just luscious and creamy.
Well, there you go. There you go. Remember, subscribe to us on YouTube and then make a post on social media with #SBB subscribed or comment on any of our posts that are promoting this Super Nash Shares promotion giveaway. And I'd like to thank everybody that so far that's participated, but it goes till September 29th is when the cutoff is. And yes, then the next live event, we are going to do that live on the live event.
Yeah, that's when we'll do the randomizer of everybody that's entered the contest, and then we'll give them away on that live Friday night tasting.
I just hope for 1 second that by then I'm allowed to be out of Facebook live posting jail. I've never even experienced anything like this. I can post all day long on both Scotchy Bourbon Boys or Facebook, but I can't go live. And I don't understand. Please, Facebook, somehow explain this. You never said a word why I couldn't go live, why somehow I am abusing it. And it happened when I was trying to share a YouTube video live from my computer that I've been on Facebook forever, and it basically freaked out. So I'm trying to resolve that. But this week's Facebook Whiskey Live is in jeopardy because I'm probably going to have to cancel it, because if you can't go live on Facebook, it's really hard to do a Whiskey Live Facebook Live event. So hopefully I get this resolved. I've heard by some people it lasts a month. We're about 2.5 weeks into it. So I might be able to do the fourth Friday of this month, but I do not know yet. So I've been trying to resolve that, but I do know I can go YouTube live, but I'd have to let everybody know and send the link to the YouTube live, because that's a whole different ball game, and that presents a problem in itself technically. All right. So our sponsor, our last sponsor that we just signed, is the Watershed Distillery in Columbus, Ohio. A watershed moment might be pivotal, but it might also, but it might also be quiet and fleeting. It could be a momentous occasion, a cause for celebration, an enormous triumph, or a small daily victory. A watershed moment could be a rekindling or an observation of a gathering. Any opportunity to relish with friends and family. It's whatever you choose to cheers to, who you gathered around, and whatever's worth celebrating. We founded Watershed Distillery on principles of community in 2010. We wanted to live in, work in, and contribute to the community in which we grew up. We aimed to create spirits that stood apart in quality and character. Along the way, we set out to form a community of our own, one that could gather together to savor, celebrate, and enjoy good spirits and company. We've grown from a tiny little still and two guys in jumpsuits to a dedicated team of over 40 people and two much larger stills. If you're ever in the area, stop by so we can introduce you to our team and pour you some of our award-winning bourbon. Creating it was our watershed moment, but we want to hear about yours. So, Aaron Harris is now the new distiller down there. I got to meet him. I'm excited. I've been down there twice. Two fantastic experiences. The Watershed restaurant is phenomenal. If you get to go to Columbus, Ohio, and visit the Watershed Distillery, make sure you eat at that Chef Forward restaurant. Fantastic food.
But yeah, the pictures you sent up, you posted of the food that at the Watershed Distillery was just phenomenal looking. Looked so delicious.
Yeah, last month I think I had
can't wait to get there.
Two of my top 10 best meals. I mean, it's fantastic. But they've just introduced Bottled in Bond Bourbon. Aaron Harris was a part of this, the new master distiller. Him, Greg Lehman, and Ann Dimmick our team that has been that is now producing some fantastic bourbon. The Bottled and Bond is 100% in-house production. Bottled and Bond is a rare and recognized mark of quality and transparency. Watershed Bottled and Bond bourbon is made in a single season right here at Watershed Distillery, then aged in our bonded warehouse. Aged for 4 years and bottled at 100 proof, the result is a pure and flavorful bourbon. Each batch is a true snapshot of the bourbon we were producing at the time of barreling. The quality of the spirit is authentic reflection of the grit and hard work that we have been putting in at Watershed since we started in 2010. All right, I can now go full screen. I've got that kind of under control. Here we go. All right. So that brings us to our next part of this podcast that I've been looking forward to for so long. Terry Bradshaw, everybody knows Terry Bradshaw. If you're a football fan, you've been watching Terry Bradshaw on the NFL. I think it was on Fox. He's with the group there, and they do a fantastic pregame show. And as long as I can remember, even when I was younger, but when I was a little kid, I remember watching Terry Bradshaw win 4 Super Bowls. The most notable one was against Dallas because I hated Dallas and I still hate Dallas. I don't know about what your feelings are about Dallas, but I'm just not a fan of Dallas. But
never have liked Dallas.
They won Super Bowl 9, 10, 13, and 14 with a, you know, right in between. Dallas, I believe, did beat Denver in between. But at the same time, you know, Terry Bradshaw, he, on one hand, it was, because my microphone went out, but it's back. Terry Bradshaw, I enjoy Terry and I've enjoyed him on Fox. I've enjoyed his football career. He's part of the Immaculate Reception, which is one of the most famous plays in football ever. But he's produced a bourbon. And now I watched him on Fred Minnick. He was on the Fred Minnick podcast, and Fred Minnick has celebrities. He has football celebrities. Charles Woodson also has one of my favorite Packers who's going into the Hall of Fame right now or did go in the Hall of Fame just yesterday or Sunday. He went in and Charles Woodson, as far as a Packer, he went in as a Raider, but at the same time, he won a Super Bowl. He was part of the 2010 Super Bowl team. Great player, loved watching him, played for Michigan. He just played for Oakland the first time. I believe he was the person who was trying to sack Tom Brady during the Tuck rule and came to the Packers and really made them a good defensive team. And so I'm kind of looking forward to tasting Charles Woodson's. And I saw him on Fred Minnick, and Fred Minnick loves to interview celebrities, and it's a great thing. But what it comes down to on the Terry Bradshaw bourbon, this is distilled at the Green River Distillery, which is formerly Ozzie Tyler. And they are known, I believe they are known for their TerraPure process, which sped up the aging of bourbon. And I am a firm believer, and I was there. They're great people there. I got to do a tour. That was one of the tour. They are in Owensboro, Kentucky. And it's in a different time zone than the half of the rest of Kentucky. I mean, the reason why I was able to get there was because I went into the central time zone from the eastern time zone, and it allowed me to get there in time to do their tour and get a special tour. And there was nothing wrong with the people there, but the process of the TerraPure was horrible to me. They were taking young whiskey, trying to say it tasted like older whiskey, and it was a bunch of crock of shit. So they since then have changed their name to Green River Distilling Company. They're not, as far as I know, doing any TerraPure. They're doing some contract distilling, and they're working on getting their bourbon aged to the market. So the Green River Distilling has, I believe, some things coming up. But this particular bourbon, which is Bradshaw, I watched the interview with Terry Bradshaw. I would like to have him on at one point. I'm not going to say that it wouldn't be great to have Terry Bradshaw, Super Bowl quarterback, on my podcast. But I watched Fred tell Terry that his bourbon was good. He said straight up, "I've never, ever liked anything that has come out of the Ozzie Tyler Distillery or the Green River Distillery, that is it as it is now, but I like your bourbon." The problem that I right up front and honestly have with Terry Bradshaw bourbon at the moment is I don't believe Fred Minnick that it was good. It's 2 years old. This is a two-year-old bourbon. It's 103.8%. Terry straight up is selling this for $39.99, and he basically wants it to taste like what he wants bourbon to taste like. He's not a huge aficionado of the tasting aspect of bourbon. He's a big guy that he likes a nice body. He likes the one taste, like an Old Tub. I mean, I absolutely love Old Tub, but Old Tub is not complex. There's a really nice flavor, and they put it up with body. If you don't like that flavor, that one flavor that's in there, you're not going to like Old Tub. If you're not a fan of like a hazelnut nutty flavor, you won't like it. And in this case, I'm not sure, but when I was listening to Terry Bradshaw and Fred Minnick, and Fred telling him that he told him it was good, he wouldn't lie to him. I wanted to get this on the podcast, and here we are, Super Nash, right now. It looks like you already have yours poured.
Yeah,
you're jumping the gun four times. It right on the top. It's a cool fucking bottle. Why wouldn't anybody? I mean, it's not overly expensive. It's not like Peyton Manning's. I believe Peyton Manning is MSRPing at $225 for his bourbon. Then and Fred's had him on and told him how awesome it is. So that's the next one you got to get. You got to get Manning's bourbon. He was here in Canton, Ohio, and I was trying to see through the Scotchy Bourbon Boy, Mike Effelstein. He's the bartender there at Gervasi that I know. And Gervasi is a distillery. Shea Pridemore is working hard to produce some more bourbon out of there. And but Mike, it was working Peyton's party, and my phone freaking got locked out and whatever, and I couldn't text him or Facebook message him because I wanted him to see if he could pull some out, because I know Peyton had to have some of his own bourbon at his own party. I understand that Gervasi's not going to want that, but he could have just said, "Hey, I'm spending, you know, $100,000 on this party. I can have whatever fucking bourbon I want here." And I'm sure it was there. So, but anyways, that brings us to Terry Bradshaw's. And it looks, love the bottle. Yep.
Champion.
That's right on the top of the cork. Take a look at that.
That's right on the front of the label here too.
Yeah, but look at that on the nice cork and everything. Now he uses the artificial cork, which is fine. So I'm gonna pour it. I haven't smelled it. This is just straight neck pour. Okay, that was a good pour.
One good thing about the artificial corks.
Yes.
Don't have to worry about them breaking off in your two-year-old bourbon.
This is true. Now, I have tasting notes from breaking bourbon. The mash bill on this is 70% corn, 21% rye, and 9% malted barley. I also have my handy dandy bourbon tasting notebook that I had picked up at the Party Source, and I love this. I'm trying to not have it burn out. Does that work? Yeah, there we go. I've got the notes. Every time we taste, I do the notes. Do you want to barrel bash this? Because I'm all for it.
Absolutely.
I think I got a hammer.
Are you trying to shortchange me on barrel bashing my first podcast back?
No, I just
I know.
I just lost the bunghole hammer.
Do you want... Oh, because you lost the bunghole hammer.
Yeah, I found it. I found it. I had to search for the bunghole.
I want to bash the shit out of some
bourbon. You want to bash the shit out of the bunghole?
No, it's some bourbon. You thought that's what I was going to say.
All right, so here we go to the. I just, you know, I was reading the notes.
You just opened your bottle, haven't you?
What?
You just opened your bottle just now, right?
Yep.
See, my bottle's been open for what, about 2 weeks now, 3 weeks, about 3 weeks.
So,
and I tried it right back. Well, actually, no, it's been open for about a month now because I got it back when I went on my diving trip. And I'm getting ready to go diving tomorrow night. So,
well, I'm not.
Yeah, it's been open for a month.
There you go. Mine, I'm getting a Willet, kind of that Willet pot still bourbon.
Oh smell. My gosh. And just that little bit of ethanol.
Just, yeah. I'm getting a little bit. I wonder if he's going to have like a 4 year, a bottled in bond going forward. You know, he's got his 2 year expression, but then going forward. But the nose is.
It's real light.
There's a little bit of nuts, like a hazelnut, a little ethanol, but not. Yeah, but think about the proof. I mean, we're talking 103.8.
103 proof, I know.
It does not nose like 103. And I'm not getting I'm not getting a young bourbon like I expected.
I'm getting a little bit of oak. I'm getting almost like a little tartness, like maybe apple or maybe a cherry.
All right, Terry Bradshaw had one of the most iconic and memorable careers in the history of professional football. Drafted number one overall in 1970, Bradshaw played 14 seasons as the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He led the team to win 4 Super Bowls over that span of his career. Bradshaw Bourbon is a collaboration between Bradshaw and Silver Screen Bottling Company, which is known for bottling several celebrity liquors. The bourbon is bottled at an ABV of 51.9, which is a nod to his career passing completion percentage. So they got the nose starting off gentle with noticeable scents of grain that take shape in the form of fresh baked bread, lightly layered in our scents of light caramel and vanilla, propped up by scents of new oak. There's a hint of ethanol, which is slightly jarring. However, overall, it is an acceptable way to start things off. I get a little bit of the caramel now. I'm not getting a fresh baked bread. I'm more getting, yeah, it's there. That yeasty flavor.
Getting that corn and yeast.
Yep.
But I'm getting, like I say, like an apple or a cherry.
I go more apple. But now I'm getting the now I get the fresh break. Now that it's sat a little bit, I'm getting the fresh break bread. All right, let's sip this. Okay, let's sip it. For a 2 year bourbon, that's pretty fucking awesome. I won't lie. That's like I wasn't. Now the finish on this. Trying to think, it's there and it's still there, but I can't put my there's some vanilla. I got a little vanilla pudding just out of all of a sudden, a little on the finish, right on the end.
I got that vanilla pudding, that's nice. I wasn't expecting this,
no,
and it's completely different from when I just opened it and tasted it a month ago. And I had a couple, 2 or 3 more bourbons before that.
So I just got a text from Randy Prossy right here live on the podcast. Suntory Limited. Listen to this. Suntory limited edition bottle. The Rolling Stones 50th anniversary. I have to say I love it. That's what I'm going back. I love it. Anything to do with the Stones. I mean, it's going to, it can't be, it's being done by, it's Suntory, so it's Beam, obviously. Or it's I don't think it's Japanese whiskey for the, I'd have to look more into it. Right? Wouldn't you have to look more into it? But still, it's the Stones.
For the Rolling Stones. I don't know. They're from overseas anyway.
Is it? I'll ask them. Is it Japanese?
They're from Europe anyway.
So well, you sent me a link, so I got to go to the link. I might as well go to the link. Here it goes. If you're a Rolling Stones fan, you are going to like this. Celebrate the 50th of the infamous rock band Stone Special bottle. Only 150 were ever made. Six different whiskeys were blended to make the commemorative drink, with each vintage being from an important year in the history of the band. A Yamazaki 62 represented the year of the band was formed, of 1971 vintage, which pays tribute to the tongue and lips logo, a 72 malt, which makes a year of release, a sake and chiada whiskey from the 90s to celebrate the year of the Stones. This is a must-have Rolling Stones fan. So it's Japanese whiskey from Suntory, which is fine. I mean, love it. But it's, I don't know what it tastes like. I mean, that's the thing that we're going to be doing with Young Nose coming up this Saturday, tasting some Japanese whiskey. And honestly, the one thing besides the Legent, which was the mix between Fred No and the Suntory Master Distiller, which he has all the respect for, him and Freddie. Besides that, I haven't had any Japanese whiskey. We've pretty much not hit that. There's so much whiskey out there. You know, we've hit Irish, we've hit Canadian a little bit. We've hit, the bourbon is the hot. But then when you add in the rye game, I mean, I'm not running out of topics to talk about on the podcasts. You know what I mean? Yeah. Love it. I would be intrigued to taste. I'd be intrigued. But what do you think? 150 bottles. It's probably $10,000.
Oh my God. 150 bottles.
That's it.
Shit. Yeah, it's got to be a $10,000 bottle.
I'm just texting them at 150 bottles. What's the price tag? I mean, we know what happens with Cave at tag. What's the price tag? And does it have a gold topper? And is gold involved?
I can still get you that rye for $250. That Boxer Grill rye.
Yeah.
It's still sitting there collecting dust at halfway, well, about 70 miles this side of North
Myrtle. Why don't we split it?
Because I don't think it's worth that.
Yeah, you said Boxer Grail rye, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What about do you think the $1,500 bottle and those special oak barrels from Japan or whatever are actually, is that worth it? I don't. It's got a gold top.
I mean, I'm just a young whiskey bourbon lover. I don't know.
Yeah, but $1,500 is just a day's work for you.
If I'm spending $1,500, I'm going to buy me if I'm going to do that, it would be a bottle of Pappy 15 year.
But how is Pappy 15 year $1,500? That's just depressing. I know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Were you talking about spending $1,500 on that rye?
Well, if you spend $1,500 on Pappy 15 year, when we get to, when we get there in September, I'll ride on the Harley with you and hug you the whole way. All right. So thank you, Randy. I'll tell him that he was part of the podcast tonight because he, you know, Randy Prossy, Kentucky Bourbon Festival president, who in the face of a pandemic has been fucking putting on a festival that will go on. I heard today that New Orleans.
Shout out to Randy Prossy because, like I say, last year it was virtual, and this year he is bringing it back to something that's going to be phenomenal. And I guarantee everybody that has bought all the sold out tickets to this festival are going to be impressed and overwhelmed with what all they're going to get to do and taste and see that Randy has done. And like I say, y'all just wait and see what Randy Prossy has done with this festival.
So today, so in the last couple of days, the waiting list, people got a shot at more tickets because they upped it a little bit. The tickets sold out in 10 minutes. That's all I got to say is this is an insane event that, I don't care. Critics are saying that it's not what open enough, but there's only a certain amount. It's like, don't be a critic of Kentucky Bourbon Festival right now based off of getting this event. It is being done so it can actually not get canceled. So you can't have 50,000 people a day going through Kentucky Bourbon Festival in the middle of September. We don't know what's going to be happening. I mean, he's got to take an account, but he's also limited it and spread it out so that this can happen. And it's all happens in one place. It used to happen in four or five different places. You know, you would go over to the Beams house or you go to the event center where you would have the gala. But it's all happening in the on grounds in a big giant tent outdoors. With, you know, they've got everything for safety of people to keep this thing going, and we are looking forward to it. And
absolutely,
thank you, Randy.
Like I say,
you are
Randy and their whole crew has went to extraordinary. What do you want to say to measures to make sure that everybody's going to be safe and to make sure that this event happens and that there's a lot of people there this year and that everybody keeps safe is the main thing. And like I say, they've worked hard for it and it's going to go on without a hitch. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Thank you, El Presidente of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Cheers. All right, let's get back to Bradshaw.
Okay.
So the taste was, I'm going to go against breaking bourbon. I go and do this.
What'd you have for it? I know you got through the nose.
We got through the nose, but okay. So let's just do I got to this. Let's do it again. Like I said, lots of cinnamon. And then it's got that punch that people love in whiskey.
I'm getting, after that cinnamon goes away.
That's where the vanilla pudding comes out.
That's where the vanilla pudding comes in. You took the words right out of my mouth.
I was expecting simpler.
Sweet vanilla pudding.
I got to see what I'm getting on the back palate is just like a cinnamon, but it's not too hot. It's not too hot. I got to see what I get on the front.
Yeah, it's not like a red hot, like a cinnamon red hot. It's not near as hot as that, and it's not quite as sweet as that either.
So on the tip of the tongue, when you kind of roll it around before it hits the back of your palate, it's honey. It's a honey sweetness. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting honey. So I get honey on the front, goes to that cinnamon, like you said, and then on the back end, you're sitting there trying to think, there's a little bit of oak, but it's very neutral and it's still, and then all of a sudden you get hints of vanilla pudding. So this is what it says.
I'm not getting the honey, but I'm getting the vanilla. I'm getting a lot.
Oh my God. Right. No, I'm talking about put the bourbon on the tip of your tongue, like kind of pull it in your mouth and dip the tongue in just to see what that sweetness, that's where I got a little bit of honey. That's what the sweetness was for me. Then it goes to cinnamon. But that sweetness, I was trying to figure out what it was, and I'd say it's honey.
I see what you're saying. And it's right at the bottom, underneath the tongue.
Yep.
And I'm getting that sweetness like a honey. Real light.
So Breaking Bourbon says, the sip starts off surprisingly sweet with noticeable hints of sweet cinnamon bark and vanilla. These flavors quickly turn more spicy as the rye grains reveal itself, exploring further, however, brings out more tannic notes of oak along with an off-putting cherry cough syrup note. See, you were tasting the cherry. Mm-hmm. There is no shortcut for beating Father Time, and the bourbon's youthfulness and lack of time in the barrel is apparent on the palate. There you go. That's that part.
I agree on that part. You can definitely taste the youngness.
I'm not getting
the tannins and a little bit of the oakiness.
But it's so neutral to me. I've tasted young bourbon that its youngness is unappealing, but this youngness is neutral. It's not unappealing, but it sits there for a little bit. And if you want to call that the youngness, but I'm not getting. So the thing I dislike the most about oak is if it's bitter, and everybody knows Tiny doesn't like bitter oak. I can get through it if it's mid palate because I can forget about it. Okay. So if it's oaky and a little bit bitter, all of a sudden in the back palate starts to get sweeter and there's a really cool finish, I can forget about it. But if it finishes with a bitter tannin, but this finishes with vanilla pudding. And I don't care what you say. What makes a good bourbon is the complexity of it, right? What's beyond more? I mean, so Terry was like saying, I just want a bourbon that he goes, I don't know all about all the things that you do with the taste. I just want to drink a bourbon and I taste it. And when I drink this, I like it. And I have to say that I would drink this bourbon. I mean, I'm not having a negative experience at all, you know?
Look, if I stepped into an ABC store, liquor store, and was wanting to go, you know, like say if I was out of town, walked in the liquor store, and this was on the shelf across through there, and pretty much nothing, you know, I would pick this, you know, for $40.
What's the body? I'm just trying to think.
It's got a good mouthfeel.
Have a good mouthfeel, and good mouthfeel it fills the hole. That cinnamon is pretty much 78-80% of your whole mouth.
Yeah, and I get it all the way through, and even on the finish a little bit, it just sits there.
But also, this is a little bit right, and this is 103 proof.
It's not a burning cinnamon. It's just a tingling, a little tingling.
A young 103 proof usually is too spicy hot, you know, and this is not too spicy hot.
From all the rye, because you're tasting all the young rye out of it. I think, you know.
Yeah. I agree. No, I agree. That's just so. Let's barrel batch it. The nose. Yes.
You want to go first there?
Well, in that, I'm just going to give it a 2. Nose is average to me. It's not. There's no astringent or bad aspects of it, but there's nothing special as far as you don't pick up. You pick up a little bit of this. It's pleasant, and pleasant is a 2 to me.
Yeah, I agree totally with everything you said. Yeah, can't go any more or any less. That's 2.
You just cheated, but sure, I'll give it a 2.
Okay. on the nose, I really do think.
Yeah, fuck that.
The complexity, seniority of the absolute aromatic flavor.
It smells a little bit like flatulence.
I ain't buying that shit.
Exactly. Flatulence lead to shit.
Exactly.
All right, so you go first on the taste.
I'm going to have to give the taste a 2. It's just not really complex. It starts off a little sweet and you get a little bit of corn. Then it starts to roll over just a little bit of that grainy, yeasty.
Which of the bread flavor. Was with the bread in the first part. But, you know, yeah. Alan Bishop, I mean, you're talking about 2-year bourbon here, right? And this is, to me, similar what they did. I will look forward to this aging well. I think this will age well. It's right up there when we got the samples of Lee Sinclair and we got the samples. Now, it's nowhere near as grain forward as that was. That really had the bread push and whatever. But this is similar.
You said that, and we were just sitting there, you know, when we first started tasting it, we were trying to figure out what the similarities, and you were saying, will it?
Yeah.
You just now brought out the similarity that I was tasting was to Lee W. Sinclair that we tasted.
So I would have to agree with everything you said, and I'll give it a 2.
You cheating fucker.
It's what I was going to do. It's enjoyable.
All right, so we're even.
Right.
2 and 2.
So now the breaking bourbon is on the finish. Now let's just see what they had to say. The cherry cough syrup flavor carries over to the finish and is joined with a pronounced rye spice heat that verges on overbearing. Totally disagree. Must have a different batch. While the heat lingers, thankfully, the cherry syrup flavor quickly goes away and is instead replaced with a rye grain and oak along with a dash of vanilla. That's when we got that vanilla pudding.
Vanilla pudding.
It's surprisingly long-lasting with the rye spice heat gripping your mouth longer than it has a right to based on its age. The same heat, however, seems to skew the finish ending the sip on a slightly unbalanced note. All right, so that was the finish. Let's go to the body. See, I have to. This is an above average bourbon. It's above 8. I have to decide whether this is the barrel bashing system. The Scotchy Bourbon Boys have a barrel bashing system. It's based off of 4 categories with 4 barrel bashes, which could make a bourbon of a perfection get 16 out of 16. But we all are allowed a but-up-up. And that is allowed for one of the categories that is exceptional. So the total score that you could get on our bourbon barrel bashing is a total of 17 out of 16. And we've also had where
shit happens.
Yeah. And one time Tiny broke all the rules and gave it, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I think I gave it an 18. Yeah, that's what I am. That's for sure. I can't wait to get up Jason Sparkman's barrel cabinet because I'm going to be bashing on that because it's a true barrel. No, you're not going to let me?
No.
I got it.
His barrels are like pieces of art.
Yeah, they are. But I'm just going to use that bunghole hammer. It's okay.
I got something for you. I'm bringing it up, and it's the new barrel bashing hammer.
You got a hammer? All right.
Well, it will be.
All right,
it's a little mini barrel. It's gonna be.
All right, we can do that. All right. Sure, I'm all for anything. We've been kind of stuck on that.
You're all for free gifts that have anything to do with bourbon, right?
Yeah, of course. I'm all for anything anybody wants to give me.
Hell yeah, me too.
Yeah,
different answers up. You know, I just don't give things away all the time. I am totally susceptible to accepting gifts anytime anybody wants to send them out.
Yeah, and Super Nash is single.
Oh, hey, you're just saying that to try to get to my bourbon collection. I know how he works, folks.
Yeah, you know exactly how I work. His number is...
Oh, God. Damn. Damn, you're quick. You're going to catch me while I have my mouth full of whiskey.
There you go. There you go. All right. So I would say let's do the body. And I have got to go first on the body. I got a little bit left, I'll tell you. You got to give it a 3. It's not 100% full mouth, but the taste is damn good. You know, there's cinnamon, there's oak, and there's that little bit of sweetness up front. I mean, it's an enjoyable above average whiskey. So I give that body a 3.
I almost agree with what you said. I'm going to give it a 3. I'm not mentioning my name because that was probably what I did. But I give it a 3 because, yeah, it's got a pretty good body. I mean, I like what it does in the leg, in the glass there. Nice, thick, oily legs.
Yeah, me too. I got nothing in there.
Well, you can't because you drank all yours.
Well, that tells you if you get to the end before you're at the end, it's usually something that is halfway decent.
But what I like best about the body and what I'm looking for in body is the mouthfeel of it, is how it, you know, fills my mouth with the flavor and the tingling and just all, hitting all my sensories that I can, you know.
Yep.
And that's what I like about this. And I think that's one of the best highlights of it. So that's why I'm giving it a 3.
So you get to go first on the finish because that's what we're doing here.
The finish.
We're both at the same point. It has a total at the moment 7. The score is 7 out of 16.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Ooh, he does it.
Yep. I'll give the finish a 3 because it's got a nice medium hug. All the flavors carry through. I like that nice grain flavor. Like I say, it front to back. And then all the way down, it just a medium little hug there. Not a real strong hug. Like you would think out of 103 proof bourbon, but it's just a nice, good, drinkable hug, you know. This is something, you know, like on some of these warm summer nights that is more appealing than some of those higher proof bourbons that you like on those colder winter nights. So, like I said, I give it a 3.
Especially, I like it. And nobody ever talks when they're drinking about the fucked up ability of a whiskey. So, mm-hmm. You know, because I talked about it a little bit on an everyday drinker. You know, when you're drinking an everyday drinker, you're talking about drinking. I'm not talking about sipping. An everyday sipper is something that you might have before you go to bed, you're relaxing. But that everyday drinker is what you want to do when you want, when you drink that whiskey, it's in your mouth. It's not a huge body that's basically, and this unbelievable hug, it's more mellow when it comes to that on an everyday drinker. And that those are the keys to what people like in whiskey. And everybody, like I think everybody in whiskey, sometimes you want that drinker. It's like you want, it's a Friday night. You don't want to get shit faced, but you don't want to relax. You want to have a good time. Either put it on some rocks or you're just drinking it. But you want to be able to drink it like it's tea or water, not with those big bourbons like you just said. Where you, there's no way you're drinking George T. Stagg Jr. like it's water. Now you could get a the one George T. Stagg. What was it, 2019, where the proof was way low, and everybody shit their pants. It's like, what is this? This is not barrel strength. That's what I like to do. All the people freaking out in all the bourbon groups. I always refer to them in the high voice. What is this? What are we talking about? It's like they got all, it's like when you're talking to someone like that, they got kicked in the nuts and they're just losing their shit. You know, it's the same thing when you get into some of the politics of the pandemic. It's just like, whoa.
Yeah, you talk to some people, all of a sudden you throw some ass out there, and all of a sudden it just, those voices go up about 10 octaves.
Reaches a different level, you know. Yeah. It's like, God forbid, the last
to a whole nother level.
Part of the country freaked out on the Weller, on the last Weller podcast, because they don't ever see Weller. In Wisconsin, Weller is non-existent. Here, you know what it's like for me. You guys know what it's like in South Carolina. But you see other things from Buffalo Trace. You see a ton of Buffalo Trace. You know, everybody has their thing that's happening in their state. And instead of embracing it all, you know, these people like to whine about what they don't have instead of embrace what they do have. And I'm
talking to a liquor store owner today, and matter of fact, she's going to become wants to become part of our group. But she was telling me, that like the Weller Special Reserve, you know, that even the distributors charge them. She told me today, I couldn't believe this. You know, I kind of figured, you know, when it comes to distributors and all this stuff, that, you know, each state, you know, they're pretty much going to, you know, get it for the same distributed price, right? She said, like, South Carolina for the Weller Special Reserve. Yeah, the reason they charge a lot more, because, yeah, they have to pay the liquor store owners. She said, we have to pay a lot more. She says, you get it for $22.99 up in Ohio? I said, yeah, my buddy, he lives up there. I said, that's why.
All day long.
Huh?
All day long.
Yeah, she says, there's no winner. She says, it costs us, said it costs us almost $34 a bottle.
Yeah.
From the distributor.
And then they got to make some money. And they have to pay taxes. Said,
so that's why they charge, you know, some of the stores are in there charged up to $80 for Weller Special Reserve.
Which is not even close to that. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying I don't like Weller Special Reserve when I drink it. But actually, Jim Beam, the regular, it's right there with the regular Jim Beam.
Yes,
it's a nice sweeter, but it's got some heat. It's not as complex as 107. It, you know, there's a lot of different things that go on, and you know exactly. So that brings me back to my finish.
Yep. How do you get off on these tangents? I don't know.
We're supposed to. Really? The more podcasts I watch, the more I understand why we should go off on tangents.
Hell yeah.
You know, I just like, I shout out to all the other podcasts, Bourbon Junkies, Bourbon Pursuit, Bourbon Night Out. They just do a fantastic job. I watch them all the time. I just love what they're doing. I'm, you know, we're just trying to learn how to be, find the niche of what the Scotchy Bourbon Boys are. And I think we're doing that. I'm just looking.
I hope we are.
Yes, we are.
Which brings me to the next thing I want to say.
Yes, I see it.
After you give your finish rating.
All right. I have to decide. You know, it's funny because I didn't think that when Fred was interviewing Terry, that he was being honest. I did not. He did not sit there and rave that this is a great bourbon. He didn't do that at all. But he told Terry he felt that it was a legitimately good bourbon that was doing what Terry wanted it to do. Mm-hmm. And I would have to agree with that. But was Terry looking for a 9 out of 16 or a 10 out of 16. And on the finish, it's really tough. It's a 2.5, and I got to think whether that vanilla pudding finish takes it to the 3 that you gave it to give it a 10. And, you know, I should just penalize myself for being negative to think that. I thought that Fred was pandering to, you know, he actually said, I've never liked anything out of Ozzie Tyler or, you know, this is, and then he said, this is the first thing I like. And I have to say, so I'm going to give it a 3. We give this on the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, Super Nash and Tiny, a 10 out of 16, both of us.
10 out of 16.
And it's, like I said, it's you know, kudos to you, Terry Bradshaw. You did a nice job. This is a drinkable bourbon. You put it out at a reasonable price. You know, I think that it's probably, I would have to say that I like it way more than Kirkland bourbon. And I love it. I like it more than 1792 small batch, which is $36 here. So when you're talking about that, I think you're right in the right price point. You're legitimate. Plus, you put fucking 4 Super Bowl championships on your bottle, and that has a lot to say. And I'm looking forward to the future releases of a little bit more aged, what this will do at 4 years, because I don't think there's not too many people that just keep putting out a bourbon at 2 years. I think they're going to basically, hopefully, take it to that 4 year to 5 to 6 year thing. And just like any other, you know, distiller who's doing that kind of stuff, Terry's contract distilling through the bottling company that does all the celebrity bourbons. And I think it's actually...
it's Silver Screen Bottling Company.
Yep. Ooh, I'm just trying to sabotage the podcast one last time, but you know. So, Super Nash.
Not going to let you do it.
I've got 2 more sponsors left. Okay.
I would just like to give a shout out. All night long, been drinking my bourbon and whiskey in my Scotchy Bourbon Boys Glencairn glass.
Same here. You take care of that sponsorship right there.
Which is provided, or actually, we were helped to get them through Martin Duffy, which is the North American Glencairn representative. And if you'd like to have your logo on a Glencairn glass just like this, Martin Duffy is the one that you need to contact, because he has really helped us along, and not just the glasses, but just so much in the bourbon and the podcast world. And thank you, Martin Duffy, and we appreciate you so much.
Yes, we appreciate you, Martin. And also, I've got, if you want to purchase one of these Scotchy Bourbon Glencairns, they're on the website. And then also you can do that through Patreon. If you sign up for
Website is it? Is it
www.scotchybourbonboys.com? That is the fucking website. Yes. And then I have one last sponsor, and the person here to the left of us, he is into fire extinguisher and fire safety systems. Servicing and installing. This is Super Nash. His name is Martin Nash. He's out of Anderson, South Carolina. He is AB Fire Extinguisher Services, and he services the North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. If all your fire safety needs, check out. Make sure you have this man be. Do your fire safety, because 100% I'm talking to him on a regular basis, and he does a fantastic job with fire safety. There you go. Got that covered.
Thank you so much.
So you got anything else you want to say? What else do you got anything there that's special? I would love to tell everybody what I was drinking initially, but I can't do that yet because it's a trade secret something.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean,
you really are hiding all the secrets, and I thought I had it all done.
Yeah, when you keep touring these distilleries, you got to just make sure you don't let any of their secrets out as they give you the secrets.
Oh, I know it. I know so much. Like I said.
We love all of our sponsors and everybody that we are able to visit. There's no doubt. And then shout out to Fred and Sandy No. I know that over the weekend, I saw some Facebook posts of Fred. Jim Beam is getting ready in the fall to open up their new distillery. So hold on a sec. Alice, I'm podcasting. Go up by Grammy. Grammy's upstairs. Go by Grammy. Okay. Thank you. That was my 5-year-old granddaughter coming down after waking up. You can snuggle right there. I'll get you. I'll get you. Snuggle there. I'm almost done. But Fred and Sandy No just they're getting ready to open the Fred No Distillery. I saw some pictures of that, and that looks pretty special. So shout out to them at Jim Beam. That'll be pretty special. I think we'll be down there for that when it does open.
All right.
So is that it? Do we got it covered?
Yeah.
Are we going to let Mr. Morrison take us out?
Yeah, I think we are. Just a quick thing I did want to say about the bourbon hunting and what's going on.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, there's a lot of bourbon and whiskeys that are coming out right now. Especially right now, be on the lookout for the Basil Hayden Toasted.
Really?
It is all over Virginia. And all over Texas right now. Recommended MSRP, I believe, is like $79.99. Secondary is going anywhere from, I've seen it from like $90 to $160. Don't pay the secondary prices. Just go out to your local liquor stores and look for it. Also, the birthday bourbon from Old Forester is getting ready to come out. It's just about a month away.
Well, will that be out? We might have to, on that Saturday, hit an Old Forester tour and maybe get, you'll be there in the morning and we'll just meet you there.
Late September, 1st of October.
Well, we're mid-September, maybe. Who knows?
Yep.
All right, man.
Everything else is going good. Like I say, I've been picking up a lot. As you can see, I've been picking up a lot of bourbons here lately. Just got a couple bottles of this Shinks in from myself.
Looking forward to that.
I know everybody would like to see a bottle of that go into the giveaway, but I don't think so.
It's coming. It's coming up here.
Oh, my gosh. There are a lot, like I said, the distilleries are working hard. They're coming out with a lot of good stuff. Just got to be looking for it. Just get out. Pay homage to your local liquor store. Make friends with the owners and the people that work there. My gosh, they work hard and spend a lot of time. You know, who better to know what's coming in and out and all that than the people that work there. Be nice to them. Talk to them. You know, hey, that's the way I get things done.
I agree. There's no doubt. It's just like if you get out, get to meet people. Because remember, folks, good bourbon equals good friends. And good times.
And good times.
And also, just 100%, when you go out there, take chances. And live dangerously.
Absolutely. Live your life.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers. Cheers.
Oh, my God. All right. We're going to try that again. Because we can here at the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. All right. I think I got it right there. I thought I rewound it at the start. There we go. James Morrison, folks. Another Scotchy Bourbon Boys podcast in the books. Thank you, Super Nash. Love you, brother.
Thank you, Tony. Love you, bro. Enjoy it.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Yeah.